This interview is made possible by RCS Sports. Visit the website at rcssports.com.
Just describe for fans in Houston what it's like to go against Yao Ming, somebody that's so big and so strong.
Well, obviously, he's such a good player. I mean, you got to play 110% against him. You got to push him out of pain, whatever. Whenever he catches the ball, you gotta let him, you know, tough shots over my head and box him out. If not, he punish you because he had too many weapons. You know, if you let him catch the ball in the paint, he punish you though. So it's gonna be definitely a good challenge for me and for my teammates.
And what do you think about the shot that you got last night?
I mean, I missed some shots and. It happens. I gotta look forward, and usually I made those from the regular season. And my teammates did a great job. They finding me and create open shots for me and for my teammates. And well, I gotta look forward. I let go now. I let it go.
Have the young guys come to you and Derek, I guess, to ask them about what the players are like.
What do you mean? Say it again.
Have the young guys on your team, like Darren Williams, they come to you and Derek Fisher. To ask them what's like in the playoffs and how things are different in the regular season?
Well, this is definitely different level basketball. You got to play 100%. I mean, night in, night out. If not, you're going home. That's the bottom line. So we don't want to go home. I believe you got to do a better job, especially on the road, you know. So I think Darren did a great job, first playoff game. And hopefully he's going to do the same things during this series, and it's gonna be a great series for us.
What do you guys want to do differently in tomorrow's game?
I mean, we got to do a better job on defensive end, you know what I mean? So if not, it's tough to play like that on the road, you know. Yeah, they have such a good crowd, and they're such a good team, so if not, they punish you. So we got to do a better job on defensive end tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, bro. This interview was made possible by RCS Sports. Check out the website at rcssports.com.